Please welcome to the mic again, Natalie Rodriguez of Worcester High School.
To the Desert by Benjamin Alari Sainz. I came to you one rainless August night. You taught me how to live without the rain. You are thirst, and thirst is all I know.
I've been part of a spoken word poetry club for about 2 years now, so it kind of just came with the class, and it's poetry is a passion that I have. We started practicing about 2 weeks ago, and then we had our two mentors, Mr. Reed and Miss Ubondo, and we'd practice after school, and then yesterday we came in and practiced on the stage.
The hottest blue. You blow a breeze and brand your breath into my mouth. You reach, then bend your force to break, blow, burn, and make me new.
My first poem, Greed, I had a connection with it because I'm Hispanic, and it had like a Hispanic feel to it, and I could also really relate it to my family. And then for To the Desert, it's just like the best poem I've ever read, and I don't know, I just really love that one.
Up next, Maricelli Mingli Wu again of Davidson Academy.
Falling, The Code by Li Yangli. Through the night, the apples outside my window, one by one let go their branches and drop to the lawn. I can't see, but hear the stems snap, the plummet through leaves, then the final thump against the ground.
My second poem, Falling the Code, it's on the surface about apples, but it's a very philosophical poem, and I like philosophy a lot, so that's why I chose that one. I was really nervous before I got on stage, but like ideally, if you're performing something, when you get up there, you kind of just get lost in it.
Up next, Adriana Pereira of McQueen High School.
An Autumn Sunset by Edith Wharton. One. Leaguered in fire, the wild black promontories of the coast extend their savage silhouettes. The sun in universal carnage sets, and, halting higher, the motionless storm clouds mask their sullen threats.
My first poem, Monet Refuses the Operation, was shown to me by my sister, and I instantly fell in love with it. And after researching it and looking at the paintings of the poem and like what it was about a painter. I just wanted to become that character and express that through the poem.
So purged of all remembrance and sucked back into the primal void that should we on the shore phantasmal meet, I should not know the coming of your feet.